This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
But right now, let's go live to Rome for the latest news from Rome and the Vatican. Ashley Nerona, our Relevant Radio Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning.
Well, good morning, John. I'm always happy to share Rome with you across the miles.
And no general weekly audience because it's going to take a hiatus for a while because of the hot weather, right?
That is exactly right. So typically July is the month where all the audiences cease because it's time to go on vacation for Vatican workers, for example. And as you mentioned, John, it becomes hot here. And so practically speaking, it's not the best practice to have thousands of people standing in St. Peter's Square for hours and hours at a general audience. So we will have a bit of a quiet month from the Vatican now.
And not that Americans could go because of the travel ban now, right?
Yes, yes, sad but true. So, John, you may remember that on the 3rd of June, the European Union opened its borders to Schengen countries. So travel has begun from other EU countries, for example, into Italy and out of Italy. But as of today, the EU has opened borders to 14 other non-Schengen countries. And so, sadly, the United States is not on that list, but it does include Australia, Canada, Montenegro, Algeria, Tunisia, Uruguay, South Korea, Thailand, so various countries. But what is definitely missing from that list, in addition to the U.S., Russia is not there, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Israel. So in the meantime, this is a big step that's happening today to grant these countries access to the EU, but we will wait and see for the future what this is going to mean for American travelers. That means that, John, you and Glenn are going to have to wait just a little bit longer to get over here.
Well, we've waited, Glenn, for what, 6 years? You know, you talk about patience, huh?
That's right. It will be rewarded one day. That's
there
right.
You go. There you
well,
go.
Nevertheless, when the day does come that you're able to come over, at the moment, they have completely restricted hand luggage. So in other words, any luggage that you would typically put in the overhead carriers is no longer allowed. Hey, if you can fit it underneath the seat in front of you, then you can bring that on board. But they claim that what they're trying to do is to reduce people congregating in the aisles and therefore not respecting social distancing. Although technically the social distancing regulations have been released for the flights because people can now sit next to each other. So it's just a very interesting moment. Here, we've heard a really big announcement about schools from our Prime Minister. Schools are going to open mid-September here. So the Italian government has injected about 1 billion euro into funding. They expect to employ an additional 50,000 teachers as well as extra staff. And the idea is that they want to do that in order to help each school meet whatever social distancing requirements may be there. They're going to make sure students are seated 1 meter apart. So they're also dividing classes into smaller groups. They're staggering start times and entry times for different groups of students. They're even going to start lessons on Saturdays as well. Now, as far as distance learning, that is not in the works right now. There may be some distance learning, especially for the higher grades, but that will only be to complement the education they're actually getting in the classroom. So that's a very interesting development. In the meantime, there are various schools and organizations who are trying to pick up some sort of semblance of life as normal. For example, in Tuscany, there was a huge end of the year school party in Alta Versilia, and they got together the entire school because they used a huge stadium, and they had races, and they had games. Everything was a meter apart, but the students did feel like they got to officially close their school year. And similarly, over in Abruzzo, in Alto Pascio, they had a big party a couple of days ago for the elderly. So basically, people who throughout all of this have really been asked to stay inside of their homes. It was a chance for people to get together, to finally enjoy some sunshine, to chat. Even the mayor showed up to say hello. And not so far away, over in Emilia Romagna, over 200 people attended a special function to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the priesthood of two priests in that area. Again, how they managed to bring such a big group together, they celebrated in a huge stadium. And then right here in our own Piazza Navona, right here in the heart of Rome, there on Friday night, there was a big celebration for all health care workers. Four restaurants teamed up and they gave away 500 meals to healthcare workers to thank them for their bravery and their heroism, John.
Ah, that's great. That's great. Ashley Nerona live from Rome this morning, our Vatican correspondent on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Here in the States, you see signs, yard signs, with people thanking our first responders, doctors, nurses, EMS technicians, police, firefighters. You're doing the same thing there because I know you were about 3 weeks ahead and the first responders right. in Rome, including many priests, gave their lives to save COVID-19 victims.
Yes. You know, walking around the city, in some ways, it feels like we're getting back to normal. And in other ways, we're absolutely not, for obvious reasons, because so many businesses are still closed, restaurants, people are wearing masks. But you do still see signs, people colored, painted sheets and hung them from their windows. This is a reminder that we're very much still in the midst of all this. There's even a group of taxi drivers who are giving free rides to healthcare workers who work in COVID units. So, yeah, it's very much still present on the minds of folks here, John.
Ashley Nerona live from Rome this morning. Feast of St. Peter and Paul. We celebrated it just a couple of days ago, and I know it's usually a large celebration in Rome, somewhat subdued this year, correct?
Oh, it sure was. But there was a special solemn mass inside of St. Peter's Basilica that was celebrated by the Pope and where on the altar that's exactly over the tomb of St. Peter himself. And in keeping with tradition, the Holy Father also blessed the pallia. And this is, of course, that stole, that ecclesiastical garment that's given to the Metropolitan Archbishops as a symbol of unity with the Holy See, because back in the early days when bishops would be appointed outside of Rome, even sometimes by public acclaim, I'm thinking of St. Ambrose, the pallia became a symbol of unity. And so when they received the pallium, they would place it over their shoulders, reminding that of that concept of unity with the Pope in Rome. So for that mass, the Pope Francis, he spoke about Jesus' invitation to all of us to follow Christ and to remember that hardships, that trials, that sacrifice automatically comes when we agree to follow Christ. He reminded us that we must put our love for Christ above all our other loves. In other words, he spoke specifically about family. That we have to put our love for Christ even above our love for family. And he said that there's no true love without the cross because that is the personal price we pay. Now, on that day, my husband John and I went over to St. Peter's Basilica, of course, to celebrate on that day. And one special thing that happens is that there is a bronze statue by Arnolfo da Cambio. It's about 700 years old, and it is dressed on that day in solemn papal vestments. So you see the statue of St. Peter with the tiara, the papal tiara, actually. And then yesterday was the feast of the first martyrs, the proto-martyrs of Rome. So my husband, John, and I, we just live next to St. Peter's Basilica, and we went back yesterday to celebrate Mass there as well. And it was lovely because the church was decorated in red. There were beautiful red roses on the altar, of course, remembering the blood of all of those brave martyrs. So these are the martyrs who would have been martyred way back, starting under Nero's persecution back in 64 AD. So really, really incredible to be able to walk on the very ground that they have and to celebrate that special day right here in the heart of our faith, John.
Say, Ashley, just going back to the COVID business for a moment, use of masks in the U.S. varies by region and maybe depending on what kind of business you're going to, for that matter. How prevalent is the use of face masks in Italy right now?
So there are certain places where masks are obligatory at least to enter. So one of those is mass. And another one is a cafe or a restaurant. You have to have your mask on. Now, what happens inside then sometimes varies. So for example, when you're eating, people don't have their masks on. And there's a lot of people who just sort of pull their masks down to their chins. On the streets, it's absolutely mixed. It's probably half-half of people wearing masks and people who maybe have them around their wrist or somewhere nearby. But on the other hand, there are police checks that are happening. And there was actually a place of business on our street, a pizzeria that was that the Carabinieri went in, that's our armed military police, they went into, and they ended up fining them. They did have masks on, but they were not wearing gloves. And so they fined them 400 euro, which I'll tell you, the talk on the street has been that is a pretty steep fine, considering that these poor businesses are just trying to survive. So indeed, it was an infraction, but it was quite a steep penalty. So that's kind of where things stand right now, Glenn.
Ashley, would you indulge us one more time? Because we loved how you said pizzeria. Do that one more time, please.
When you gentlemen come to Rome, I am taking you to the best pizzeria in Roma.
Oh, there it is. That's absolutely perfect. How are you going to celebrate the 4th of July in Rome?
Well, you know, it's definitely going to be different this year. Let me tell you, typically in the past, John and I have been invited to a celebration at the North American College here or to the U.S. Embassy to Italy or U.S. Embassy to the Holy See. But that, of course, is not happening this year. But I have to tell you that up in Pisa, there is such a cool celebration going on. They, believe it or not, they call it BAM, B-A-M. And it's the Bagno degli Americani. So in other words, it's kind of like it's on the beach. And so it's sort of like the swim of the Americans. Well, it's so fun, I think, to see how other cultures see our own culture and how they want to celebrate it, because these are the things that are on the lineup for this special celebration on the beach near Pisa. So first of all, they're going to start with a country music and dance show. And then comes the line dancing, which, of course, I'm just imagining with everyone standing 1 meter apart what that's going to be like. They have a fire eater who's coming. And then when it becomes dark, they have a gigantic projection screen. They're going to show American music videos from the 1980s. And of course, the food that will be served, burgers and hot dogs along with beer. And my John and I, we are going to be at the home of a friend. She's with the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See. She has opened up her terrace and we are going to have hot dogs and hamburgers. And we are going to salute the red, white, and blue and celebrate the land of the free and the home of the brave, John.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful. Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent, Ashley and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, and that provides Renaissance-style theological formation for those of you who are going to visit Rome. More online at truthandbeautyproject.com, truthandbeautyproject.com, where blessed to have Ashley Nerona's voice on morning air. Our Relevant Radio Vatican correspondent, Ashley, thank you. All the best to you and John. Happy 4th of July.
Well, thank you so much. We wish you the same. God bless you.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.